Peter, Richard, 10-4, is that okay?
Say, yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
But there was a lot of noise. Maybe it's on my signal as well.
Oh, I can hear your audio, but yeah, there's scratchiness on everybody's frequency today. It's definitely something with the repeater.
Unsettled weather blowing through too. I'll let you go. I'm pulling in my next stop. Good to hear you this afternoon. Hope you're well. And hello to Sally when she gets off work. And four, is that okay?
I sure will, Shane. She got about 30 more minutes and actually just walked in the door too. KA3JCA.
K2YN, standing by for any call.
2YN, KA3JCA. Name here is Richard, located in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Again, there. Very good. I didn't have my pencil. This is K2YN. Yeah, the name here is John. And could I just get your call again there and name?
And the name or the call sign is Kilowatt Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha KA3JCA, and the name here is Richard.
Okay, Richard. Very good. We got you. Had to write you up here. KA3JCA. This is K2YN. Well, I can't believe how long we're our communications are. I mean, the distance between us. I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Over.
I kind of live in the northwest corner of Simpsonville. I live up here where Malden, Greenwood, and Simpsonville all meet.
Right. Yeah, when I head to Greer, I kind of come in your direction too. But Malden, just north of us. Right on the border, apparently. Wow. Well, you're not very far more. But anyway, I'm over on West Georgia near 385.
Okay, yeah, I lost you there. The repeater just dropped you off altogether. But, yep, I'm over here by Butler Road, 385 and 85 in that triangle.
Okay, good enough. Do you do any HF?
I used to do HF a lot. My health has kind of gone downhill, so I haven't had any luck in putting up any HF antennas or anything like that. And I can't sit up for long periods of time, so I've installed my, I have a 2-meter 440 analog digital radio here by my bedside, and I do a lot of DMR on the HF frequencies, basically, or DMR on the VHF, UHF frequencies, and I'm able to talk to people like I would on HF.
Okay, good enough. I was going to say, I can come over there and set you up an antenna, over.
Several people, right now I haven't done anything just because, if I set up my station, I can't set it up close enough to the bed, and my medical condition, I basically, I'm confined to the bed and on oxygen. I can sit up for a little bit at a time, but it's not very long.
Sad to hear that. I have a bad lower back. Can't walk distances. Go about 50 or 100 feet, and I'm pretty much, the pain starts to crop up. That's about it. Everything else on me is working fine, but that back's going to put me in a chair one day. Over.
I went through 4 back surgeries because my back injury happened in the military, and I wasn't even medically discharged from the service. I was out less than 6 months in a drunk driver, and I lost my leg, so I'm also an amputee of the knee. So, gives you a kind of how can I am.
Picking up the connection there with you through the repeater is getting a little weak. You're not mobile, though. You're home, so I'm surprised.
No, I'm on an antenna outside, and normally it's a good signal. I can switch to another repeater, and it's perfect. They've just been having some issues that they're trying to work out with the 610 repeater.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. So, good enough there. I got to put my antenna up right now. It's only about 15 feet in the air, but 10, 15 feet. I have an 80-foot branch that I'm going to pull it up to.
Well, listen, my daughter just brought me some food. She works at Publix, and they had sausage and peppers and onions. So she brought me some of that home, and I'm going to have that for my dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know what I used to like to do with that blend? Is get a big-size hoagie roll or French bread, you know, slice it down the middle and toast it with some butter. Forget the butter. Just toast it and put some mustard on it and throw that sausage and peppers and onions in there. Make a sandwich. I love sausage and peppers and onions.
You live, I'll be right there, KB4CPA.
Dave, you know I live over here. Hey, I meant to ask you, too. I'm talking to John. He's on the other end there. Did you have a nickname, Bam Bam, or something?
I do. I'm trying to lose that one, though.
I won't tease you about it again. No, I heard it a couple times on the net. I was going to ask you.
Give me a hard time about it. We're really not supposed to have nicknames on ham radio. So you can make up some silly phonetics for your call sign or something if you want to, but anyway, suppose you use your real name, and my name is not it's not that, it's David, so I'm very happy about that.
Have you had a chance to meet David?
Oh, we've talked several times there. Hi, Dave. David and I have communicated the first I met here on the repeat.
Yes. And, as a matter of fact, the other day, if he had come in a couple of minutes earlier, we would have had either three or four Daves on at the same time. I'm coming up on it right now, the one on Wade Hampton here, right at placed him in high school, and probably going to get a little noisy here for a couple of minutes, but anyway. And then I finally, in 77, the fall of, sorry, 75, fall of 75, I decided to break college, which was a good idea.
Yeah, I started to lose you. I graduated in 77, and I worked for McDonald's for about a year and a half down in, not Sumter, well, man, Lugoff area, and then I went in the military, so, but, alrighty, I'm going to go eat my sausage and peppers here, and you have a good evening, KA3JCA.
Sausage and peppers, it sounds good. I haven't had supper yet, so I'm a little jealous, but I think my wife said something about me picking up some pizza at Marco's on the way back, so looking forward to that, that's for sure. All right, enjoy that pizza, 73's KP4CBA.
All righty, hey, real quick, Ashley works at the Publix here on Wade Hampton there. And that's where the sausage and peppers are, and they have them on their hot bar, so you can get them throughout the day, throughout the week.
Is this your wife or your daughter?
My daughter, she works here at the deli at Publix, and Sally works here at home in the other spare bedroom.
Well, I'll look for next time I'm there. I used to hit the deli quite often, but I'm trying to stay away from the fried stuff. So I love their fried chicken fingers. So those things are so big, and they're juicy, and oh, man. I tell you, I could just eat, I could eat a ton of those, but anyway, I won't go there.
Somebody mentioned chicken livers the other night at Spinks, and I tried them, and I fell in love there. And then last night we tried the fried chicken and the potato wedges from Spinks, and I actually like their chicken and potato wedges and chicken tenders better than I do Publix.
Spinks, so I really can't. I don't have anything to compare it to, though. I guess the only thing I've eaten other than Publix chicken fingers is Zaxby's, and yeah, Zaxby's has a unique seasoning, and they're just hard to beat. But anyway, but really do like the Publix too. They're a lot bigger, and I just feel like you get more for your money.
You are correct there. So, all righty, sir. Travel safely while you're delivering your grandson there, and we'll catch you on the radio later on, KA3JCA.
Dylan, enjoy the sausage and peppers. KA3JCA, KB4CBA Mobile.
4TFW, KA3JCA.
For CEF Mobile.
For Andrew, KA3JCA.
KO4HX. Afternoon, gentlemen.
How y'all doing?
Hello, Andrew. I'm doing just fine. Hey, I just want to let you guys know that KR8MR Steve, or Steven, now has an any spot, any tone 878 and a hotspot, so he'll be on here on the hotspot too.
Okay, and 4TFW monitoring.
Heard you in there.
Keeping it.
I think Richard dropped out though. I don't know what happened there.
Maybe I heard it on a different frequency or what, because it was like Richard was talking, and all of a sudden I heard Ken, and it was really weird. Good evening, Ken.
Yeah, I'm on 610. I didn't hear anybody.
Am I making it now?
called you that time, Richard.
All right. Hello, Ken. Well, I got all three of you. I'll say it again. Hey, Ken, Stephen KR8MR now has a Anytown 878 and a hotspot. So we got another on the DMR.
A good little group together. It's finally catching on, right?
I have it set up now that, so there's a Patrick's group, a Ken's group, an Andrew's group, a Stevens group, and a Richard's group. So, and a Chandler's group. So, I have it all set up.
Hard, didn't you?
Don't know if you heard me this morning, but Gary was telling me about repeater book and exporting files. And I think Eric asked, and it didn't show this morning, but you can export repeater book files in Kenwood, ICOM, Anytone, CSV, you name it. It gives you a whole list that it could export. So I was able to go in there and tell it I wanted South Carolina I-85 corridor, and I could download all the repeaters down the I-85 from Virginia down to Georgia.
Analog repeaters?
All the analog and DMR and 220 and 440 repeaters.
That's one of those when they go to the daughter's shop here at the end of October. That way I can just let it come in, scan it, and let it scan and find out one that's, working there. KN4TFW. Sorry, guys, go ahead.
And that was pretty neat.
That's a great.
I figure Patrick might point you out, man. We'll all see him.
Well, I just jumped in here, and I heard you, and I wanted to say hi, and then heard Patrick and Ken, so you guys will carry on. I just had a little bit of sausage and pepper, so I'm going to finish my soda here and let my food digest, but just wanted to jump in here because I knew you guys would be on here about this time. KA3JCA.
Going 7-3, hopefully we'll talk to you again on the radio, KO4CEF.
4KFW.
Richard, KO4HKX.
7-3, guys, KA3JCA.
Hey, what's up with that?
But I'm out here walking the dog.
Oh, so you're not driving, you're already home walking the dog. Okay, that makes more sense.
7 in the morning.
Some bad storms today. He's asked me supposedly about a tornado that touched down in Duncan. I'm like, I haven't heard nothing about it. I'm too busy working. I ain't got time to be monitoring the weather all the time.
Well, I'm going to monitor that stuff in case you got a chance to take him.
Anything about no tornado, but it was awful windy right there in Greer at Benson where I was at.
Okay, this is what one of my employees said. Said that they heard it from somebody outside. I'm sure a family member texted them or called them or whatever, but I ain't heard nothing about it. It wasn't until then, and I come out of work, and it's just a little black off in the distance, but dang, now I see clear skies.
Break. 50 here in the morning.
Mark is that down here. Back in a minute, I'm going to run in the store right quick. KO4HKX.
7-3. Forward to my half day tomorrow. Gotta do enough to get my 40 and then I can go home.
Because every day this week you wouldn't been able to even have to go in on Friday.
Monday was, we were down. I ain't much for just sitting there. I mean, I did all my work. You know, I got all my digital boards caught up and screenshot PowerPoints and blah, blah, blah. And, once I got done with all that, I was ready to go. So, I guess I'll take a half day Monday and a Friday for, a day I could have been off. But, I was off last Friday, so I really can't complain.
It's a new job.
That I would just take tomorrow off.
Good.
Too bad. I mean, slightly busy, but nothing horrible. So, I definitely cannot complain. How was yours?
Like you said, a little busy in the afternoon trying to get some parts in for our little outage coming up end of September.
For some PMs?
When everything's running, they bring people in to, you know, to wash down the whole inside of the plant. And then they got, you know, people were doing some concrete drains and stuff. So we just got a ton of work to do.
We do a similar thing. We kind of get some shutdowns, and that's when they get all of the major concrete done. And I tell you what, though, over the next couple of years, boy, it's going to get weird. I mean, the amount of construction we're going to do for the next model. Coming, so I can't say a whole lot over the radio, but so they'll be doing some expansion so we can run some more cars in the hall I work in.
Whipple to help work.
It's a valid question, and I don't know that anybody's got the answer to it. And I don't know. I really don't know. It's hard for me to imagine. I mean, they'll probably pull some from the other hall because they'll be running less cars. But it's hard for me to imagine you can get enough from that one. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe everybody will be back to work in 2 years.
In radio this morning, there's 56 million people, prime working age, that are out of the working pool on that. And it's like, man, I'd like to figure out how they're doing it besides being on social assistance.
Is that right? Shoot, I'm talking to the wife, tell her I need to start working some overtime just so we can pay some groceries.
Yeah, and Susan getting ready to retire and go down to maybe working just a couple of days a week, so we'll have to make some adjustments there.
How is everything is now? I mean, you ain't got much choice.
Part of sneezing fit. Yeah, fortunately, it's just me and Susan.
Boys plus myself. Yeah, we eat plenty, so, I mean, the wife, she can do all right on her own, but I got to have groceries, and I tell you what, well, it puts a hurting on you no matter what you do, and it's just hard to save any money at grocery stores, so. Well, Ken, I am pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3, and when Patrick gets on here, tell him I said 7-3, and hopefully I'll talk to you in the morning, and hopefully Patrick will enjoy his 3 days off, so. But anyway, have a good one. Enjoy your walk with the dog. And like I said, hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CES, and I'll be clearing your final.
So you have an awesome evening. Tell everybody we said hey. And I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
7-3 is Andrew.
Yeah.
Had to do something.
Release has good.
This evening. We're saving money at the grocery store.
That's one way to do it, for sure.
For just two people. And when we get insulated, it's just most of the time it's just not worth it.
Susan's learning how to do for two. You know, we just cut back what we're eating and that. And for lunch, I just take something simple for lunch. I'll scratch you right here. Get a house now.
A Sphinx sitting here at the red light.
Some lady was closing up, laying off the top.
Get that one.
Where a place in Hendersonville was laying off and going to lay off about 50.
Good. I think we're going to start hearing more of that. More and more of that. And just like Eric was saying this morning, they start raising that interest rate and companies have to start figuring out what they're going to do. They're going to start cutting somewhere.
The unemployment was going to go up, continue to go up until like 24.
I think we might as well just stay home. Because like I told you this morning, I heard that on the radio yesterday where it's 59 million working age people, prime working age, not working.
Yeah. all those people into the unemployment, boy, that would be really high number, wouldn't it?
That workforce participation number has been dropping drastically over the last decade or so.
Article that says South Carolina was in like the top four for people dropping out of the workforce.
Heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It's like you just drive a school bus, right?
He's looking for help.
When COVID was big and the schools were shut down and they were doing home learning, the buses ran and delivered meals to the kids.
I remember that.
I'll get it back to the house, and I think it's going to be breakfast for dinner tonight. Something simple. And that. So you have a good rest of your drive in. Be safe until Mr. Leeson said hey, and we'll catch you, I guess, somewhere over the weekend. KN4 TSW.
Hello, and if I don't talk to you in the morning, y'all have a great day. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
KX-W2T. Hello, Chad. Hello there, Patrick. KO4
HKX, how are you this afternoon?
Not bad. Sitting here at the house to mess around on the computer right now, waiting on some information to come in from somebody else. So, you know how that goes some days. You're always waiting on somebody else. And all. How was your day today?
Bad. It's a little short, but other than that, it was good.
But you get rained out somewhere?
You're just that way. I make it through the shops quicker for some reason. Not quite sure yet why.
You make all the stops and make all the money, then you're good to go. I mean, there's no point in getting worrying too much about it, because if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. So, you know. It's been in one of those type of situations before, so. Anyway, well, good to hear you're getting things done and on your way home to call it another day, huh?
I get to make the drive up the mountain.
You know, at least you can make the drive up the mountain and everything, get things done. So that'll keep you going for the, and all. Are you off for the weekend or you still got to work tomorrow?
Work around the office day, shipping and warranty, that kind of stuff. But tomorrow, I think my son's bringing his car over, and I'm going to do some work to it for him.
So your off day is still not going to be an off day.
But it doesn't bother me. I don't have the pressure on me that I used to get things done.
Yeah, and that's family, too, so... You know, you got to take care of family.
You think that's two Fridays in a row I've got to spend with my son.
And again, you get something works out right. And which way you go home? You don't go up 26, do you?
25. I run out 290 and hit 25 and head up that way.
Okay, that's what I thought I'd heard you say one time, so... Anyway, well, have a safe drive the rest of the way home. Be careful. And we had a little short rain spell come down here. It rained for about 20 minutes, maybe, and then I got a quarter of an inch of rain in my rain gauge in that time.
Here at Benson and Greer, when that happened, and it put it down there for a few minutes.
Yep, that's the same storm that rolled over my way. All right, well, be careful on the way home, Patrick. Talk to you later. KO4HTX, W2T.
Good afternoon. Hope you have a great evening. KO4HTX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
4ZEW Mobile.
Afternoon, KO4HTX.
Afternoon. Hey, this is Ben. Just wrapping up work, going to pick up my daughter from school. I decided to tune in to see who was up and about.
Patrick, I know we've spoken before, but it's been a while. And, I just finished up, got diesel fuel, and now I'm heading up the mountain.
I just got finished adding a lightning arrestor to my cable modem. I didn't really think about that until, number one, I got into ham radio. And number two, a lightning strike took out my cable modem and a Cisco router.
never really thought about that either on that one.
Sir, but then I found a... got a 0 to 3 gigahertz, a little pass, everything up to 3 gigahertz, and then filter out anything above it. So far, it seemed to work really well. I had it on there a couple of days, and got released from the cable modem to renew. We haven't had any speed problems, and I just finished putting an independent ground wire on it. Independently down to the earth. I didn't want to tie the splitter and the light master together.
Close to that. The repeater's real scratchy this afternoon. It comes and goes. So you were talking about you got a lightning arrester and got the ground put on it. So where'd you find a lightning arrester at? Again, I missed that part of it.
I found one on Amazon for about $18. I've got plenty of green 12-gauge drifting wire. So I was able to put the whole thing together for less than $20.
I'll have to look into that then, because that's what I got as a cable modem at the house.
You'll find pretty easily. Just make sure it's a 75-ohm, so I know where you can put a 50-ohm for antenna. 75-ohm, and that it has a pretty good bandwidth pass. I tried a 0 to 1.5 gigahertz, and the cable wouldn't renew its lease. But I got a 0 to 3 gigahertz, and it's been sailing.
Yeah, because I guess so, because most wireless is at 2.4 gigahertz now, but who knows on that one. I misunderstood you.
A spike or a surge is supposed to reroute it to ground, and it's above just like
I didn't get any of that one, if you can hear me.
I hear you now. I'm in the patchy area.
Get any of that last transmission?
No, no big deal. Just something I didn't think about until it was too late.
Think about it is when it's too late.
The roof doesn't leak when it's not raining.
That's the way of reminding you that you need to do things to fix stuff.
And he reminds you well. I think each time he has to remind you, he does it stronger and stronger, too.
Because
at the school, so I'm going to run in and pick up my daughter. This is KO4ZEW. Good talking to you, Patrick. I'm sure I'll talk to you again around the wireless, and I will be clear on your file.
7-3, Ben. Good to talk to you again this afternoon, and you enjoy the ride home with your daughter, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile monitoring.
4HKX, KO4PXB.
Lloyd, how are you?
Mark in Belton, South Carolina, AF4LV. The wind just knocked down my antenna, so I've got a temporary fix. Just wondering, evidently I'm getting out to the repeater. How's the signal? Over.
Strong, but you and Lloyd doubled there to start with, so I missed your call.
Oh, sorry. It's Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor. Didn't realize that I came in on top of somebody. Apologize for that. Was just requesting a signal report because my antenna came down and I have a temporary fix. Over.
No problem. And you're sounding good. You got a little bit of white noise, but you're perfectly readable. And the repeater's having some issues on and off, so it might be that.
Roger, roger. Thanks very much. 73 AF4LV, clear.
Will be met with extreme cruelty, 10 lashes with a wet noodle.
4HX, hey, now don't make me break out the name everybody else has been calling you.
Don't behave then, if you'll just keep that, keep that to yourself. So how you doing, Patrick? KB4CPA.
I'm doing good, but Lloyd's in here with us, I believe.
Man,
fill in here. I was trying to find out what Patrick was going to do with the wireless router.
He's telling me his got hit by lightning, his cable modem and router did. And he was talking about the lightning arrestor and the grounding he'd done to solve that problem. That's what we were talking about.
They're definitely smart to have. And also I have a UPS on mine that will sit there. If it detects the oversurge of power like that, it actually will bleed it off into the parts that actually will just pop off and reset.
Like a circuit breaker on it? And Dave, don't let us leave you out.
It has a circuit breaker on it, that way if it detects overload within, and you can set that amount of overload, it'll kick that breaker out and pretty much it'll shut everything down, and you also ground it, so when, if it does come in, then anything that's still left over through the system, it just goes out to the ground after the breaker's tripped.
KB4CBA, that's a good idea. It's just like a circuit breaker on a car. You know, it'll trip, but then it'll reset itself, you know, after so many seconds. And that's an excellent idea.
Everyone knows good ideas are never cheap.
Neither are good antennas, so take your poison.
They're not cheap, and they're very often are they implemented correctly.
9 times out of 10, to the answer to that is no. Because what good ideas to implement correctly also costs a little bit more money.
Talk to Bill N4IQ about grounding this Wyndham. I'm not really sure how to go about doing that.
Dave, I was going to ask you, did you ever find you an antenna analyzer?
Steve came over with his, WN4, KN4VFW, and I knew that didn't sound right, but anyway, and he, looked at my SWR, and everything looks pretty good until you get the 40 and 80, and 80 was really bad. It was like 5.5, too bad, and my radio can tune 40, but it won't even attempt to tune 80 on any frequency. It's just, it just clicks one time, and that's it. That's all you get.
Good. I was just going to let you know I listed one on the SwapNet. That's the reason I asked.
Oh, what kind is it?
Bert, I can't remember if it's a 55 zoom or a 35 zoom. I'd have to go back and look.
Tell me what you're asking for it.
I'm asking 175. It's brand new, basically. I went to Shelby Hamfest last year, and I bought it there and asked if it done 2 meters, and they told me it did, but it doesn't do it, so I ended up having to buy another one.
But you ask them something and it doesn't do that, say it again.
2 meter or 440, it's strictly HF.
Don't really care about 2 meter and 440. I mean, they're working, and, well, I don't even talk on 440 at the house. And I think I made one contact on 440 on this radio in the car, so big deal. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm mainly interested in HF. Well, you know, I just might take you up on that. I wonder if we can meet somewhere, and I could slip you a little grain for that.
Just let me know. I'll bring it with me one day next week.
you want to bring it Monday, do you have my phone number?
No, I don't. I can get it from Steve, though. We can talk that way and set it up.
Steve, and then call me, and then if I don't, if for some reason I don't answer, just leave a message, because I don't usually answer unknown calls, but if they leave a voicemail, I will listen to it, because most of them are spam, but a lot of them say potential spam and all that, so that's pretty obvious.
Go ahead and pick it up, Lloyd.
Yeah, I was just definitely listening into the conversation, so it, I'm definitely still saving up my duckies for, you know, getting me a radio that will do pretty much more modes than the 2 meter and 440. Like I said, that I got to find, you know, a place to be able to also set it up and hide the antenna from the HOA.
Windham is a, it's a great antenna. I mean, you can't see it, so any kind of, you know, dipole would work, you know, because even when the trees are off the trees, when the leaves are off the trees in the winter, it's really hard to find it. You have to really be looking for it, because it's not a large diameter wire.
You mentioned to me earlier in the week when they were talking about doing the same thing, just tell them it's a place for the birds to roost on.
Cooper asked me, behind me, he's in another subdivision, so I really don't care. I mean, he really has no business asking, but I guess he was just curious. And I told him it was a sensor for my security system.
Definitely anything that works. The biggest thing is I'd have to do the, you know, setting up very covertly, because the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, so she sees anything like that, she's definitely a busybody, and she gets into everybody's business.
What you do, you get your Molotov cocktail, and you go down the street in the other direction from her house and throw it in a car, and then go put your antenna up.
Just have to make sure my fingerprints are not on the bottle.
Love for.
Tell that to OJ.
Oh, didn't it?
Did. This is how picky this lady is. Me and my wife put some azaleas in the front yard around a tree in the front. She didn't like the colors.
Hard to get over it. Yeah, you should say, it'll grow on you. Get it? Grow on you. Well, you can get you like a paper sack of horse manure, put it on her back porch and set it on fire.
Definitely stuff like that. Just send her a message to get alive. But the only thing I did was I used it back against her. I sent the paperwork to her for the there's a part of the community that if you're going to do any kind of the architectural committee, that's it, for the plants and stuff. So I sent them a message of what I was going to plant and the colors, and they approved it. So I just sent that back to her going, sorry, the beautification for the plants and stuff, this committee approved it, so sorry.
Go ahead and say something.
I'm just laughing because I couldn't deal with that. And Lloyd, you're a better man than I am. That's all I can say. But I've crossed the state line. You gentlemen have a good afternoon. I'm going to hop out right here. And good to talk to both of you. And Dave, I'll be in touch with you. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
I just have to remember all stupidity like that to keep the PTSD in the box, because it's just not worth getting upset over.
It's sometimes, I tell you, I just, I don't understand all this. I mean, I understand the HOA. I understand the purpose of it. And I appreciate, you know, them wanting to get the property value up. But when you put them up in your own trees that can't be seen, give me a break. And they'll let you put up a satellite dish? Good Lord. In fact, the IRA says we can put up a satellite dish, an air TV antenna. If you can put up an air TV antenna, you ought to be able to put up a small beam, because it's the same thing. About the same size, you can put up a small, single-meter beam or 2-meter beam or something like that. And nobody'd know the difference, depending on whether it's vertically or horizontally polarized.
That's why at some point in time I would try to do what I saw the guy that's on YouTube. He made a antenna out of the satellite dish, but from what he was showing, that it was only 2 meter and the 440, and it's really not directional because it's stationary. So if you're really not pointed at a repeater, or that way, how would the reception be from there?
You have to get creative somehow and mount it on a rotor. If you really wanted, hit several repeaters. But I have seen the plans for that, and I think they said the 18-inch is kind of an oval shape. It's not circular, perfectly circular. It's got kind of an oval shape to it. It's the best one for 2 meters.
Like I said, and also, if I'm going to do that, then I would like it to have more of the frequencies available than just that, because that way I definitely plan on being able to talk on more frequencies instead of just the 2 meter and 440.
Did you say you have the HF rig?
Like I said, that's, I'm saving my duckies for it, so at some point in time I will. Like I said, that's just something's a little bit down the road.
When we lived on Hunts Bridge Road, I would work on cars in the driveway, and I never had to advertise or anything, solicit, nothing. I mean, people came to me, and because I did honest work, and I charged half of what dealerships charge for an hour, for a flat rate hour, and did just as good a work, because if I got in a pinch, I could always ask somebody at the dealership, or another dealership. I knew several techs at other dealerships, so if I wasn't working on a Mazda or a Ford, I could, ask them, and chances are they knew about it. But anyway, but I used to make some extra money like that, and then I'd spend it on either I had a 90 Mustang Fox body, and I would spend it on that car or the exhaust or something, or I'd buy some kind of ham radio equipment. That was what I call my blow money.
That's always definitely a good thing to do. Like I said, just definitely saving up for it, and we'll get there one day.
I mean, we were living paycheck to paycheck, so, if we didn't have some extra coming in like that, then, there just wasn't no way. I mean, it just wasn't going to happen. And we didn't want to take out a loan to buy something, because then it would mess up the credit. We were trying to, up our credit score so we could buy a house. And anytime, I don't know why, but anytime you apply for a credit, credit card or something, it lowers your credit rating. I'm not sure why, but I guess there's a good reason for it.
My thought is on that, if the people that are going to loan you the money, they look at it and see how many you already have, and then that, you know, reduces of what you already have to pay your other bills with. So that way, just doing it that way. And I look at it this way right now, this me and my wife has always done this way. We don't let the wants far out exceed the needs or even come close to the needs. Because, yeah, we're not living a paycheck to paycheck either, just by the fact of doing that way, making sure it's something you really need, not just a want.
It tickled me to death to watch. I was watching Blue Bloods one night, and the guys took the commissioner, well, both commissioners, and took out the young boys. What's his name? Danny's young boys, and it was telling them about having to fend for themselves when they get in college. And he said, now if your rent's due and your car payment's due, he says, pay your rent, because he said, how do you put it, you can, or maybe he said pay the car payment, you can live in your car but you can't drive your house, something like that. It was really funny. And they were just throwing all kinds of things out at them like that. And their eyes were just getting real big. And it was really hilarious.
Definitely simple philosophies like that. It makes sense. Right, because you can live in the car and it'll still get you to work. But it doesn't work the other way around.
The house, I have arrived. I've got some hot pizza here for the wife and the grandkids, the grandson. So I guess I better get it in here and scarf down some pizza. So I'll say adios. Talk to you later. 73, so thanks for riding along, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Great day. Me and my wife and daughter had pizza yesterday, so it was definitely good. Please take it easy. KO4PXB.